Good afternoon. Continued chilly today, but milder than yesterday, with a good amount of sunshine mixed with a few clouds. Temperatures will continue to climb, reaching the upper 40s by mid-afternoon. High pressure continues to dominate the weather picture across interior New York and New England. It's currently centered over northern New England, and it'll edge off into the Canadian Maritimes tonight. Skies will be partly cloudy overnight, and temperatures not nearly as cool, but still on the seasonably chilly side, with most places back into the lower to mid-30s on average by tomorrow morning. With a developing south-southwesterly wind flow tomorrow, we'll have a nice warming trend, and with a mix of sun and clouds, we'll be in the middle to upper 50s by late in the day. The warming trend will continue out ahead of a cold front on Thursday, as highs will reach up towards 60, although as the front approaches during the morning, we will see a good chance of rain during the first part of the day. As the front slides through New England and off the eastern seaboard by late in the day on Thursday, skies will generally clear from west to east and will have increasing sunshine and a northwesterly breeze, which will send our temperatures back down through the 50s. This will leave us with a much cooler day on Friday, under a mix of sun and clouds, a stiff northwest wind, and highs staying in the middle to upper 40s. With the wind off of Lake Ontario, we could even see a few scattered flurries and snow showers, and perhaps even a couple of squalls downwind of Lake Ontario in the western Adirondacks and out into the Mohawk Valley. On Saturday, it'll be dry with a mix of sun and clouds, highs towards seasonal averages and around 50, with the next chance of rain and snow showers on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter weather advisories are out for a large part of Nebraska, including the upper Missouri Valley, northeast into southeastern Minnesota, and northern Wisconsin. Low pressure developing along a stalled front in the southern Rockies will track into the Midwest over the next 24 hours. Temperatures will be cold enough in these areas to support snow in the advisory locations, with 3 to 5 inches common in most places. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at Miami, Florida, to a low of 0 at Dixon, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the lower 50s, Boston sunny in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny skies with highs in the mid-50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 52 degrees, the average low, 34. The record high 75 set in 1994, and the record low 17 in 1951. Sunrise this morning was at 6:35 a.m., sunset this evening 4:43 p.m., 10 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, cool today with highs in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s to lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and cool today with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the middle 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and cool today with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly clear and cold tonight, near 30. For the southern Catskills, Deconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs into the upper 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, milder, upper 50s. Rain on Thursday morning, then some sun in the afternoon, an increasing northwest breeze late in the day. Temperatures topping out close to 60, then dropping the second half of the day. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and much cooler on Friday, with a passing flurry, maybe even some snow showers closer to Lake Ontario in the 40s. A mix of sun and clouds near 50 Saturday. A chance of rain showers, perhaps some wet snow showers in the mountains on Sunday in the lower 50s, and partly sunny on Monday with highs right around 50 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.